Today we celebrate the Holy Mass for Saturday, the Holy Mass that above all calls our attention to Our Lady at the foot of the cross. It is Our Lady who, in the final analysis, made it possible for us to put all our hope of salvation in the cross of the Savior and sharing in it, of not becoming afraid of denying ourselves, of taking up our cross and walking in the footsteps of our Lord. And this is especially true now of this holy season that precedes the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. Our Lord gave us his mother a special place in his life, first as his mother, and finally toward the end as his support, both on Calvary. But not only his support, but also the means by which we would be able to be faithful in walking in his footsteps, to deny ourselves, to share in his suffering, make reparation for our own sins, and draw others through our love of Jesus to love him also. It's so important that we meditate over and over again. This is the will of God, the will of Jesus, that we should take Our Lady into our home, not because she needs our care, but rather we need her care, that we will not become discouraged, that we will not give up walking in the footsteps of our Lord and sharing in his suffering on Calvary, so that we might also share in his glory on heaven. And the most wonderful part of all of this is that placing all our hopes in the cross of the Savior, we begin to also enjoy some of the bliss of heaven, especially when we share in the sacrifice of the Holy Mass and eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. And so in this week or so that precedes the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, it has always been the tradition of the Church that we prepare ourselves well. It is not easy to give up everything and walk in the footsteps of our Lord, but it can be done, and we can do it, as it were, in a very real sense, joyfully, with the help of our Lady. Ask her that we make resolutions to deny ourselves, to walk, to practice those virtues, especially the virtues that lead us to share the suffering of Jesus. And we shall begin also to know him better and better, and help others to know him better and better, and look forward to that moment when we join him in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.